So, this is just for personal entertainment only. I got asked a question yesterday and I answered it. And now my really good friend is listening to me right now. And so I want to tell you the same thing that happened yesterday. So I got told that man, it's gonna be so different when this is over with, because I'm gonna really miss you. I'm gonna miss this time when we're talking and this and that, and it's gonna be so lonely to not have this incredible group around us. And I had to laugh. I said, "You won't have time to be lonely." What do you mean? Well, have you ever had a couple million dollars before? No? Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. The people that are responsible for money, they will find out very quickly that a couple million dollars is a huge weight on your shoulders. When I first got my first check, my first big check was $15 million. And I was so excited. I was just Twitter baited. I was like, I can go fuck off on the beach all day. You know, I can blow weed and have a great day. You know, I don't have to work, you know, bang on the drum. I was so excited. No, it doesn't work like that. Because with great money comes incredible responsibility. You can't just run off and just life quits when you get this money. No, that's when it gets really exciting, terrifying, the worst, best time you can ever have. Because in order for you to maintain your goal of being a humanitarian and having generational family wealth, is you have to protect this wealth, and you have to hire wealth management companies. You have to hire travel companies to go see, you know, property you want to look at. You have to meet with a wealth management team to figure out where you want to put this money at. You don't just get the money and everything stops. Oh no, that's when the insanity starts. That's when you're just running, running, running. And you won't have time to miss anyone on this channel for at least 4 or 5 months. It's going to take you that long because you're going to have to hire CEOs, because you don't want to run these companies. You want to oversee them, and you want to be able to have several sites going at the same time. You want to pick one day a week where you say, "Hey, I need all my managers to come because I'm gonna oversee these projects, but I'm just an overseer. I pick the people I want to put in the positions, and I give them a set of guidelines, and then I leave them alone. And I say, listen, if you don't meet these targets, you know, we have target dates that have to come every month. There's a target that they have to meet. And if they miss several targets, I find a new CEO. My job is to oversee the money to make sure it goes to the right place and it helps the most amount of people possible. So the very first thing you have to do is you have to set up all these teams of people. And then, depending on how much money you have to figure out where to put that to make it work the best, okay? You don't know that overnight. It's going to take you're going to have an education before you start to know what to do. This group is way ahead of most people because you already understand about having the project outlines. You understand about having it needing a team. You've got the list of paperwork that says teams. You guys are so far ahead of the rest of the people that are going to RV, and you guys have listened to other channels, so you know I'm not just patting myself on the back. And the reason why this is so critically important, and the reason why you're going to be so screaming busy, is that every single one of us in the RV Project 2 channel. Every single one of us, we know that we have advanced education. We know that there's a whole bunch of people coming behind us, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to RV, but they're going to be slowed down. They're going to be having to go to classes and learning about the things you already know about. So our entire window of time to get all these different teams and people set up, you've only got a few days, maybe a week. So you're going to be screaming busy once this happens. You won't have time to talk to me. This is the reason why I wrote the RV Project Help website, and I'm going to be posting stuff in it. I'm going to try to post something every day. Maybe I might not make every day, probably every other day. But until you get to the good part, the good part. Okay. So what's that mean, Parker? What's the good part? The good part is when you've got all your money figured out how it's going to be spent. You have a goal plan for the first month, the first 3 months, the first 6 months, the first 9 months, the first year. You've had a certified wealth management team go through all of your documents, and they agree, and they go, yes, you guys can do this. And then you have a CEO, you have all your different areas that you're about to pop off, all this stuff, they're all working, they're all going. You've got them out on their own little, you've got them on their own plans. You give them a job and you let them do it however the hell they think they can do it. But first, you meet with that person and you go over an outline. Okay, Mr. New CEO, this is your expertise. This is what I want you to do. Can you give me a plan to get there? That's your interview. Okay. So you have to interview people before you even get in that far. So the amount of work that you're going to have to do is directly relatable to how much currency you have. Because people are going to find out. This is what's really funny, is that I know there's some people on my channel that are thinking, man, I don't have a lot of currency compared to others. But when it gets to this part, they're going to be the ones that are going to say, oh my God, I'm so glad I don't have that much currency. The reason is this, okay? Once you get to a certain amount of money, it doesn't matter because you can't spend it all. You can't. So if you go to that amount of money, any amount of money that you have beyond that is just freaking work. Okay. You ain't going to get any extra out of it. It's just work, because what you're doing is you're getting it ready for generational wealth so you can pass it down to the next generation. So it's just massive work. So there is a very big plus in having a good amount of currency other than having a whole lot of currency. Because those people that have a whole lot of currency, oh, are they in for the shock of their life? Because it's going to take them a year, maybe 2 years, to get everything in order. Because if you end up with $1 billion, oh, Lordy, you got problems. It's going to take a minute. It's going to take a long time. But one by one, all 34 of us will eventually get to the same spot. And what that spot is when it's good, where you're meeting on your one day a week. And me, I'm so sick of Tuesday. I really want to change my feelings about Tuesday, because Tuesday irritates the hell out of me. Next Tuesday. So I'm going to set all my business meetings up for Tuesday, not Monday, not Tuesday. Give them one day to recover from the weekend and going to see the boss tomorrow, you know. And so I'm going to meet my guys on Tuesday. Once I'm to the point where I'm no longer knee deep in alligators and I'm in the good, I only meet everybody on Tuesday. I can figure out different stuff I want to do the rest of the week. Me, I'm going to meet everybody on Tuesday, and then I'm going to go to my R&D center until I finish my inventions. I mean, that's like the best life for me. But as everybody gets done with getting all their money in the right place, getting all their business plans and all their project plans and their family wealth management, all that stuff, then go to the website. Because I don't know if we have, if the internet comes back up and we can all talk on the internet again, great. But if not, I know the websites are going to change. I've been told the internet's going to change everything. But I have everybody's phone number, and you have my phone number, and that wonderful thing that one of our channel members made. So we will be able to connect. And I have been told that while we won't have the same .com type internet, we'll have the same kind of thing. So we'll be able to move. I believe I'll be able to move my website from one to another. If not, I'll just write another one. But don't worry about being lonely. Don't think that once this happens, we can't talk to each other because the NDA and it's going to be really lonely. It's not. You're going to be screaming, screaming busy. And don't worry about it. Don't worry about trying to catch up. If there's people on here that you talk to more than others, you might find that's all the time you have until you get to the good part. And all of us are gonna know when I put this video up, audio up, all of us are gonna know that that's where the point is where we reconnect. And we'll all get there. Some will be faster than others. And I'll do my very best to get however connection we have to get together. I'll try to figure out a way to get that done as quick as possible so we can stay connected. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about being lonely because you're not going to be that. And just know that we know some of you, it's going to take you a year and a half to get into the good position. We'll be here waiting for you. For those of you that are able to get it done and get it gone in like 6 months, a year, they're going to be somewhat envious. But we'll all get there eventually, folks. And I think we're close. So God bless you all. And listen to this when you get in a blue spot. And just know we're all going to get back together again. We just all got to get in that good. I love you guys. This is Ms. Parker. I'm out.